This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
I've gotten good at smelling conspiracies. When you've been doing what I've been doing for as long as I have, you know when somebody's playing pull my finger. And the fact that the Democrats don't want to blame the Chinese for their biological weapon called COVID-19, affectionately called by me Wu Flu or Kung Flu, reeks of a conspiracy. Too much money, our money, is tied to Americans finding out the truth about where this thing originated. Well, we already know, by the way. And if we had real justice in this country, much of what we call Democrat leadership would be executed for treason. Welcome to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. I am Kevin Jackson. I'm not telling you anything you don't already know. And it may seem like I'm, oh my gosh, Kevin, you're calling for the death of Democrats. I'm not at all. I'm telling you what would have happened if people who intentionally sided with the communists, who have put a deadly toxin, or as they put it, you know, they want to make it sound like it's the most deadly ever, and we're going to talk about that this hour. But if they introduce that into our culture, into our economy, into our whatever, make up your own word for it, they'd be killed. And to be honest with you, when you think about the devastation that's been done, it would only be fair. 844-551-8255 if you ever want to give me a call. Leftist lies are obvious. I was talking to my son the other day. I said, hey, kid, if you're going to lie, I mean, I'm not trying to teach you how to be a better liar, but you suck at it. My kid will tell you, I didn't eat pizza upstairs, and the carton is in his room, and crumbs are on the floor. That's how Democrats lie. Obvious lies. Charlottesville, right? Donald Trump took the side of the KKK or white nationalists or whatever. Didn't happen. They only told you part of the statement, but they don't care. Now we're talking about January 6th, some commission to find out what we know the Democrats did. In when do Republicans go anywhere and raise holy hell? Never. We go, we speak our piece, and we go to the ballot box, and we whoop that head. But the Democrats want us to believe that we went to D.C. because we knew Donald Trump had been cheated, and we decided we were going to surround the Capitol with firearms and fire and pitchforks, whatever. And nothing happened except the Democrats conspired to take advantage of what they knew we were going to do, which is to go march peacefully. It's insane. They lie about America being racist. I've asked people on my program, my radio show, I've asked you many times, prove to me America's racist. I dare you. Because America's exponentially more non-racist than racist. But you know what? The Democrats play this game. Hey, Kevin, if it's a peanut butter sandwich and it's 99% peanut butter and 1% doo-doo, which is it? It's a peanut butter sandwich that's been tainted with 1% doo-doo. That's what it is. And they taint our peanut butter with their doo-doo. Do you get what I'm saying? Man. Lies about everything. They lie about caring about the citizenry. They care about old people, right? So they raise minimum wage, cut old people or people who have fixed some incomes money in half or whatever amount. If you double the minimum wage, you cut the fixed income people's money in half. They don't care. It's insane. They don't care about citizens. They don't care about kids. They don't care about black people. They don't care about gay people. They don't care about foreigners. They don't care about Guatemalan midgets or anybody else. They're liars. They care about themselves. They say they care about election integrity, voter integrity. Right? lies piled on top of manure heaps of other lies, and their minions are willing to help. Their minions help them cover the lies. I'll prove it to you. I'm going to prove it to you this episode. I don't give you conjecture. I'm not here to entertain you. If you are, congratulations. If you like the way I look. I mean, we try to have fun with this, but it's a serious topic. And as I can tell you, the Democrats are taking it seriously. And the way they take it seriously is they go after us. That's how the Democrats take it seriously. Before I even get into what they did, let me say this. We make Jack Dorsey and Zuckerberg bigger than what they are. We use their terminology. Imagine if Getter had actually worked and we were no longer talking about tweets, but instead about gets. People fight to get more followers on Twitter. And what happens is the more followers you get, the more that the social media guys see you and they go, oh, he's an influencer. And that's a major problem, because if we want to shift away from those guys, we have to do it better than what we've been doing. This fight to get, you know, build these massive pages on Facebook where they hold you hostage, this fight to get all these followers on Twitter. And for the record, if you're not doing anything political on Twitter and you can get 2-3 million followers, there's money in it. But don't ever get controversial. So how do we get back to social media? Well, we're building a site, as I mentioned, and I'm just calling it, it has a full name, but I don't want to divulge it yet, but it's about stacking and the fact that you stack your life and that you are multiple things. You're not just your politics. You're the food you eat, the trips you take, the friends you make, etc. So we want people to connect with you on multiple levels. We call them stacks. And our site is going to be everything that they are not. We're not trying to give you, well, here's what Facebook's doing or what Twitter's doing. We're giving you something completely new. And look for that around September. Anyway, Twitter kicked off the President of the United States, as we know, off their platform. And what we learned is that they kicked off the Arizona audit people. Arizona, they call it Audit War Room. That account permanently suspended from Twitter, and there were two accounts, but that's one of them, because they would give updates on what was going on in the audit. And so Twitter said, enough is enough. I'm running out of time for this segment. When we come back, we'll talk a little bit more about that. We're going to talk more about these conspiracies and the Wu flu, and I'm going to give you news you aren't getting anywhere else.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
If you have recurring prescription costs that are hundreds of dollars a month, I'm about to do you a huge favor. We have an A-plus rated Better Business Bureau partner who is a personal friend of mine. He got my father-in-law hundreds of dollars of reductions in his ongoing medical costs for prescription drugs. That number has gone from $210 a month to over $700 a month, and my father-in-law only pays a $60 fee for those meds. Never pay full price for your prescription meds again, folks. You deserve to save this money, and this service really works. Visit thekevinjacksonnetwork.com/kevperks. Next, submit the free form, and Jeff's team will call you and get you help. You can also call for more information, 800-678-5013. That number again is 800-678-5013. So start saving that money right away. Put it back in your bank account and tell a few friends. They'll be happy you did.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-908-8216. 800-908-8216. 800-908-8216. That's 800-908-8216.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203, 877-878-4203.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Radio show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
As Gore Vidal said, I'm not a conspiracy theorist, but I am a conspiracy analyst. And I know a conspiracy when I see one. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson, so you're listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. Go check out our stuff. You're going to love it, particularly our merch. We have hard-hitting merch, and it's built around my mind, the comedy of my mind, the things that come out of my head as I analyze the situation for conservatives and the situation in America regarding leftists. And I do it based on my management consulting skills and also risk, because we are at risk. I see why Democrats ridicule everything as a conspiracy. It's so they can have conspiracies right in your face, and you'll go, well, that's a conspiracy. And they go, oh, there you are, conspiracy theorists. Look at you there. Everything's a conspiracy, right? No, it isn't actually. Everything is a truth. And we have to get to this understanding that they put this stuff in front of us. They're the guy who is sleeping with a woman. His wife comes home. Maybe you've seen this clip. The woman gets out of bed. The guy gets out of bed. The wife is just appalled. They walk right by her. The guy takes his newspaper, goes and sits down, gets himself a beer, and the wife is sitting there, jaw agape, going, I know what I saw. And the man and the woman just pretend it never happened. That is Democrats. 844-551-8255 if you want to give me a call. Look, I'm not telling you anything new. I'm telling you what you already know in your own minds, but you're not either you're not willing to say it or you haven't thought of it in the ways that I'm going to tell you. That's probably more of it, because I'm going to tell you, I'm going to give you ways to think about Democrats you probably never thought of. For example, Democrats are like flies. They remind me of, I was listening to a comedian and he did a set and he said this. He said, it's a thin line between trying to kill a fly and applauding it. I cracked up because it's true. If you don't kill a fly well enough, the fly thinks, bravo, look at me. So I cracked up about it because it really immediately brought me, I mean, and you guys know how I think, everything for me is a metaphor. It doesn't matter what I'm talking about in this moment, people that are maybe seeing me for the first time. It matters that whatever you apply to what I'm telling you, it will fit. You can listen to this a year from now. It will fit what Democrats are doing. And in the case of this Democrats and us trying to kill these flies, they get to a point where they really believe we're cheering them on. What happens to them? What happened to Comey? What happened to Eric Holder? What happened to Loretta Lynch with her tarmac meeting with Bill Clinton? What happened to Hillary Clinton with the servers? What happened to the people at the VA who were killing veterans? What's happened to the Durham report and all the people that were supposed to go down? Bravo. Bravo, Democrats. Because we ain't killing you. We're applauding you. We haven't killed a fly. So this comedian had me, he said it, and he's saying it in the context of a joke, which it was very funny, very clever stuff. And I thought to myself, that's exactly what we do. I used to think of Democrats, folks. Those of you who follow my work know this is true. I used to think of them as dung beetles. Because I said, that's a job that a Democrat needs to do. They sit around having to clean up their own mess. But as I thought about it, I said, they can't be dung beetles. Because dung beetles actually serve a purpose. Democrats don't serve a purpose. Leftists do not serve a purpose. I heard another comedian, he joked that flies will land on a piece of crap. And then when somebody comes along, they scatter. And his joke was, it was like, no, you didn't see me sitting on that crap eating it. No, it wasn't me. And I thought to myself, that is a perfect description of Democrats. They create the crap, they go feast on the crap, and the minute you walk up, they scatter as if I had nothing to do with the crap. Let's get this into some news that fits. So the House Democrats say they want to get to the truth in various issues, Russian collusion, Ukrainian conspiracies, whatever. You know, the IRS targeting conservatives, you tell whatever. We need the truth, man, as they do everything they can to not get to the truth. As Hunter Biden spooned with the wife of a Russian oligarch, Democrats wholly ignored that crackhead, and instead they set their sights on Donald Jr. for taking a meeting with a Russian spy who had actually infiltrated the Democrats and that they used to try to set up Donald Jr. See what I'm talking about? When they land on the turd and then disappear, they're like flies. You'll never forget. You'll never think of a fly the same now that I've given you this description. So in their zeal to get to the truth about the virus, and it's originating in China's Wuhan region, it's Wuhan province, and specifically the Wuhan lab, Democrats have blocked a bill to learn what we already know, which is This virus originated in China as a bioweapon. It's been introduced in the United States, not through a bat, but through some other kind of a leak. And we have been spent well over $6 trillion now trying to figure out what we're going to do to recover from this. That's where we are. So this bill would require the DNI, which used to be Ratcliffe under Trump, if you guys remember at the very end, they would have to declassify information related to the U.S. government's investigations into this fake, this scamdemic. I call it a scamdemic because that's what it is. And more specifically, the bill would put Fauci the fraud on the hot seat, as it is inquired about the role the Wuhan Institute of Virology played in the outbreak. Senators Josh Hawley, Mike Braun of Indiana, introduced what they call the COVID-19 Origin Act. The bill passed unanimously in May in the Senate. Don't think Democrat senators supported this bill, folks, because they didn't. What they knew was that Pelosi would kill this bill in the House. So they were free to pretend that, oh, we really care. We want to get to the bottom of this. And Pelosi did her job. Representatives Michael Burgess of Texas, Brad Winstrup, Republican out of Ohio, Darren LaHood, Congressman out of Illinois, they introduced that bill on the floor. And here's what Winthrop said. The best disinfectant is sunlight, and that's what we can provide today. And Pelosi killed that bill in the House 216 to 207. What the Democrats want you to believe, they want to get to the bottom of these conspiracies.
Radio show.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nanocolloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nanocolloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden is asking Congress to extend the CDC's eviction ban. This comes in response to the nation's spike in COVID-19 cases. The moratorium is set to expire this weekend. The House Oversight Subcommittee on Civil Rights and Civil Liberties is holding a hearing with Texas Democratic state lawmakers on the election reform bill the Texas legislature is considering. Subcommittee ranking member and Texas Republican Congressman Pete Sessions criticizes the Texas Democrats for walking out of the special session, claiming they're the ones who are suppressing Texans' rights.
What is happening today in Texas is the rights of all Texans are being withheld because members of the Democratic Party, who are members of the state House, choose not to be a part of it.
USA Radio News. A bipartisan infrastructure bill gets the thumbs up from the Senate.
The U.S. Senate, in a 67-32 procedural vote Wednesday, advanced a $1.2 trillion bipartisan infrastructure bill, despite the fact that the full text of the proposal hasn't been made public yet. CBS correspondent Natalie Brand.
Now what we have is senators, enough of them, more than 60, agreeing to move forward to debate on this physical infrastructure package. But this is a process that has many more procedural steps ahead.
From the USA Radio News West Texas Bureau, I'm Brad Bernards.
There are some signs that the red-hot real estate market may be starting to cool. This is due to pending home sales falling. The National Association of Realtors saying they dropped 1.9% in June. They also fell by the same amount when compared to June last year. USA Radio News.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
John Updike said, America is a vast conspiracy to make you happy. And I used to agree with that. But that changed a while back. And it changed with leftism. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to, the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. The CDC was asked about guidance for the latest mask mandates because they wanted to come back. And they came back and said, we don't have any data to support this latest recall for mask mandate. They have no data. Somebody just arbitrarily said, let's do it. Of course, Dr. Fauci, he's warned us, well, it could, and then perhaps it couldn't. We will find out, and it all depends on the data, and we don't have any data. So guess what? We're going back to mask. Anybody shocked that this stuff is not actually based on actual science? Because the Democrats keep talking about, it's the science, man. Leftists call anybody who doesn't want the Wu flu shot an anti-vaxxer. It's like the people who don't believe in climate change, you are climate deniers. And they build a conspiracy against you. You're an anti-vaxxer. Are you an anti-vaxxer? Let me ask you, have you ever gotten a shot? My hand's up. I got a tetanus shot once because I stuck a nail in my foot. I had no problem. I went right away and got a tetanus shot. I've gotten other shots. They've asked me if I wanted a flu shot. I've declined because I figure I've caught a lot of flus. I haven't caught the flu in a while, so I feel like I'm good to go. But if for those that get it, I don't ridicule them. I don't, oh, look at you, you vaxxer. I think there is some science in taking certain things. Have you taken some meds? Have you taken penicillin, amoxicillin, other things? Some of those used to be given as shots. Now they give it in pill form. I'm not an anti-vaxxer. I'm not an anti-piller, even though I choose not to take pills much of the time. If I have a headache, I don't take pills. I'm pretty sure many of you feel the same. So what they're saying is, and I want you to remember when the Wu flu hit and suddenly people were saying things like this. I'm not going to go back to school. I'm not going to go back to my job or whatever unless we have 100% clearance on this Wu flu. Let's say it's three times more deadly than the flu. It's not. But let's say it is. Did anybody ever say to you, I want 100% clearance on the flu, which, by the way, kills about 80,000 people a year, or I'm not going back to work. If you can't guarantee me that I can't go to my job and get sick or go to school and get sick or ride a plane and get sick or ride the bus and get sick or whatever, then I ain't going back, said nobody ever. Until now. 100%. And we non-vaxxers can't do anything until the cure comes because, you know, you're on lockdown. If you don't get the shot, you can't do anything. And what we want is a level of safety that ensures us we're not going to get this Bell's palsy or enlarged hearts, blood clots, neuropsychosis, whatever. We're saying, let us know that we're okay, and then we'll take a look at it. Give us real data, okay? To you spouses, we want the data. Get us the data. So I did this. I Googled how many people have died from COVID vaccines. I'm going to pull this up. I Googled this. I wanted to know. Because surely the CDC wants us to have the data. And here's what it came up with. So, first of all, I was bombarded by places that I could get the shot. Bombarded. Google anything that has to do with the Kung Flu, and you're going to get a CDC guidance and all kinds of stuff on the right side, and you're going to get places you can get the shot near you, blah, blah, blah. And here's for the record, I can jog to two locations where I can get this shot. Both of them have big banners announcing, get the COVID-19 shot here. There's never a line. I'm going to go in one day and ask them how many people are getting it. There's never a line. Now, and by the way, you can get the shot for free. Now, at one of those two locations, I did not one test, but two tests for COVID. It cost me $165. One was based on, I know what it was. When I was going to get my surgery, and then I tested positive, so I had to get it again because I had to test negative before I could get the surgery. And keep in mind, this is a test that at best is 70% good. They've already been rejecting these tests because you don't know for sure. So, and keep in mind also, this was all during the time of Trump. So back to my Google search. Do you think that I got answers to my Google search with definitive numbers like those that ran daily on the number of people who contracted Wu Flu like they ran on CNN every day during the time of Donald Trump? Do you think that I got numbers that told me, like they did on CNN, the number of deaths that have occurred from Wu Flu, the number of people who've died? Remember when they would tell you, we are now over 200,000, now it's 300,000, now it's 400,000, now it's 500,000. And they were giving us death projections in the 5 million range in crazy numbers. And, of course, we know, all lies, the number of deaths is hardly ever reported anymore. Now what do they report? The number of people who've been vaccinated. So it stands to reason, if you're reporting the number of people who've been vaccinated, you would report the number of people who are having issues from the vaccination. It's the equivalent of, here are the number of people who've gotten Wu Flu, and here are the number of people who've died. And they were very happy on every media outlet to have that running ticker. And you could get updated information every single day from the CDC and everywhere else. The WHO, they kept massive stats. Every time somebody contracted it, got it, died, whatever. And even when Dr. Birx and Dr. Fauci were both lying about, you know, number of people with and comorbidities and how many people are killing what, and we were questioning it, we were told pretty much, shut up. These are the numbers. And that's where we are right now. I want to know. How many people have died from this, any of the vaccines? I went directly to the CDC website, and on the CDC website, they don't give you any numbers. They give you percentages. In some cases, you get a small, you could get anaphylaxis. In some cases, you could get some neurological brain disorder. In some cases, you might get something else. And they go on. No definitive numbers. I dare you. Look at the TV station tonight, whatever station you watch, probably none of them. You think they're going to give you data that says, here are the number of people who've died, gotten sick with anaphylaxis. They will give you percentages. They will tell you, we've given out 1.7 million doses, and these are the percentages, and blah, blah, blah. But they won't tell you the number. In everything leading up to this, they could give you a number. They can tell you right now, you can go Google this if you want. How many people in the United States have gotten the Wu flu since its inception? I can tell you the number. It's 34 million plus. I look at it every few days. It's 34,100,000, 34,200,000, 34 million. It's probably 34,400,000 right now. But the deaths have gone way down because we're in the era of Biden. But go look for any information regarding this vaccine. You're just doing your due diligence. You're smart. You're saying, you know what? I'm considering the shot. But I want to know statistically what might happen to me and what comorbidities that might influence me getting the shot. Maybe you're a diabetic and you take insulin. Is there any reaction to that? And I could go on. That is just smart way to handle your medical stuff. That's what we would do. None of it came up. No answers on my search, but here's what they did report. I have the screenshots. Maybe we'll put them up. The Delta variant may be 1,000 times more infectious than the original virus. I'm asking about, can you show me the problems I could have, the potential death from this shot? And they didn't even give me that information. They're talking to me about the Delta variant. They say it's 1,000 times more powerful than the original. They're trying to sell me on the idea that a new thing is coming, which, by the way, means my shot isn't going to be any good. But that's what they were selling me on. And when we come back, I'm going to tell you even more.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf.
800-234-0316. 800-234-0316. That's 800-234-0316.
$1 a day, if any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. That's 800-413-2816.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Jackson Radio Show
con Kevino Jacksones.
I don't need you to play Pull My Finger with me for me to know that I smell a conspiracy. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson is who you're listening to, the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. And this conspiracy involves a number of people who have died or have been critically wounded by the Wu flu vaccine. The Fauci flu's death poke is what people are calling it. You simply can't get the data. And you would think that they would be celebrating giving you the data of how well these vaccines perform. But I Googled it and I came up empty. The CDC doesn't give the numbers. The lamestream media doesn't want to give you any data, any numbers, because they've got to do this fake claim. And I went through some of the things that I've seen. I'm going to pull some of these up. It's insane what these people are reporting. So, as I said in the previous segment, I pulled this thing up, and they said the 25 worst states for COVID, Charlie Kirk's extreme vaccine death extrapolations don't hold water. These are the, we'll post these actual Google things. In Utah, hospitals swell with unvaccinated COVID-19 patients. And of course, they led off with all the places I could go get the shot. Then there's a vaccine tracker, the rollout, et cetera, an Arizona vaccine dashboard, all kinds of things. It's amazing the number of things they've got up that have nothing to do with the question that I ask. So here's here's what I will say before I get into the actual numbers. What's interesting, probably most interesting to me, is you can't find the numbers. So when people extrapolate numbers, the first thing that happens is these leftists come out and go, your numbers are not right. How dare you give numbers? And you would think these numbers are so crazy. And I'll get to Charlie Kirk's in a minute. But you think they're so crazy that they're just, you know, they're born out of thin air. So let me begin, because Tucker Carlson gave some numbers. I don't know the exact number, but I will tell you, it was just over 3,000. They said that the vaccine, it killed just over 3,362 people in America. Now they claim that the vaccine has been given to them. I'm going to make it simple math so we can make this pretty easy. But let's say it's 100 million people. They've gotten the vaccine. Even if it's half that, the number will still be pretty astonishing. If 100 million people have gotten the vaccine and less than 4,000 have died, do you understand how insignificant that is? 100 million is what I meant. Because at 10%, 10 million people need to die. At 1%, a million people need to die. At 0.1%, 100,000 people need to die. And at 0.01%, 10,000 people need to die. Now, that's a rounding error. If you got 100 million people and 10,000 people die, it's 0.01%. So it's practically nothing. You would think they would brag about it and say, well, that's much less than the number of people who die from the disease, which I think is BS. But let's say the number is 1%. So you would be comparing 600,000 people who die from the disease, which is a fraudulent number, but let's go with it for just the sake of this discussion, and 3,000 people who die from the vaccine. And if you were to make the comparison and say, well, look, the unvaccinated so far, we've lost 600,000 people, and they haven't gotten nearly as many people. In other words, we vaccinated more people than have actually gotten the disease, which I don't believe either. But again, for this thought experiment, let's go with that. But to compare 600,000 to 3,000, you could convince me, well, Kevin, you're a lot safer, statistically speaking, if you get the shot. But they won't give you the numbers. Now, Tucker Carlson said it was 3,000 people. Again, less than 0.01% of the number of people who've been vaccinated. And they jump in like he said 3 million people have died, which would only be 3%. 3,000 have died. Just over that, supposedly. Now, I think it's more than that, but we're just playing games here with their numbers. So the question you should ask yourself is, what are they afraid of? Why wouldn't they tell you, yeah, we've lost 5,000 people because of this thing, but we've given the vaccine to 100 million. So as a percentage, who knows? And maybe they had underlying conditions, and we're going to tell you what you need to look out for, things like that. They won't tell you. They won't give you anything. So I dig deeper because that's what I do. That's how I roll. And I went to fullfact.org, V-A-E-R-S Reporting America. You can look this up for yourself. And they were doing a fact-checking on this 3,300 people dying, which it's more than that. But they were fact-checking that. So what was the claim that they said? And I think they were using Tucker's numbers. The COVID-19 vaccines have killed 3,362 people in less than 4 months. our verdict. I'm reading this directly from their answer. This is the number of deaths that were reported in individuals in the U.S. who recently had a COVID-19 vaccine, but there's no proof they were caused by the vaccine. Now, see, that bothers me. Because remember when the COVID deaths were happening and we were saying, but wait a minute, maybe they just died from the flu. Maybe they died from something else that killed them, a heart attack. But because they had COVID, you were crediting it to that. But when it comes to fact-checking this, they have a level of scrutiny that they wouldn't use on the other statistics. That bothers me. And it should bother you. They go on to tell you there's no proof it was caused by the vaccine. There's no proof that it wasn't. Let me ask you this question, and let's just be definitive about it. Did that many people die after they got the poke? Yes or no? Yeah. Okay. Then we can certainly say that after getting this vaccine, this many people died. We can argue what the subset is of how many people had comorbidities, etc. But why weren't we arguing this when we were talking about the number of people who died from the disease? And oh, by the way, this is a very small number. Why are you quibbling? Now, Charlie Kirk got into some controversy, and here's what they wrote about him. TPUSA founder Charlie Kirk recently speculated that between 123,000 and 1.2 million people have died after receiving the Wu flu shots. Kirk suggested that as few as 1% of adverse vaccine events may be reported to the VAERS, a statistic derived from a 2010 study conducted by Harvard Pilgrim Healthcare, a health insurance company that has a research affiliation with Harvard University. If it's Charlie saying that he's researched this, and when they report things to this VAERS system, they aren't reporting everything. It's kind of like when they talk about crime in a city. They tell you this is the number of robberies we had. No, it isn't. It's always underreported. A lot of people don't report getting robbed. They got somebody came up and stole their watch, their ring, or whatever, and they were out and about. They don't report it. Many crimes don't get reported. Now, I'm not trying to compare these two things in that other than just to say there's no question it's underreported. He's referencing a study that says it's not only underreported, it's grossly underreported, and I believe it. And I believe all the evidence that's leading us to the point that I'm making right now, which is they don't want to tell you, number one, that you can die, and number two, how many of you have actually died, is a conspiracy. Because you can't find the number. They won't even give you an estimation. Well, this is what you might get in terms of anaphylaxis or whatever, but they won't give you a hardcore number. In any other thing that leftists do, they will guesstimate. Remember when they told us how many of us were likely to die if we didn't get the shot or if COVID hit and we didn't do something about it? They gave us crazy numbers. None of which came to fruition. But when it comes to you making a valid decision about your health care, wondering, you know what, is this something I really want to do or not? You're a conspiracy theorist. You're an anti-vaxxer. They start calling you names. They give you all kinds of data to bolster their points, but they won't give you the data points you're looking for. That's a problem for me. And I'm going to bet for many of you who are rational thinkers, you're going, that is an interesting point, Kevin. Google it for yourself. Look it up. Bing it. Do whatever search engine you want. You'll find you can't find this data. And that's alarming. It's troublesome.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
And now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.